Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I can dig that, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what? I was really hyped that you were coming in to talk with us, because one of the things that I appreciate about you is just your love for the art of hip-hop. And I got to ask you this, because I'm seeing something right now in hip hop that I think is great. Mm-hmm. In this rap battle between Joey Badass and TDE, mm-hmm. I think both sides are just going crazy with the bars, and I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Bars are back.
Man, I love it, man.
And bars are back.
Last year, obviously, Kendrick Drake or whatever. Those are two icons. I love both of those guys. But it got silly, right?
Yeah.
At some point. Mm-hmm. And it was refreshing to hear these guys kind of going back and forth with bars. And I just wanted to hear what you thought about it, because I know you appreciate that these guys are really kind of elevating each other's games by the way they're coming out with these songs.
Okay, yeah, listen, as long as it stays there, it's good. As long as it stays on wax, it's good. But it never stays there. And that's the dangerous part. So we saw what happened with Drake and Kendrick, but that was a higher level of things that probably we don't really understand behind the scenes, because that was David and Goliath. Well, no, that was Goliath and Goliath. and we saw that play out. You know what I'm saying? And now we see Kendrick doing, you know, stadiums. And Drake is a phenomenal artist. I'm never going to take anything away from Drake or say that he is, you know, whatever. But, I mean, I'm West, you know, I'm with Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. But both of those artists are phenomenal, and I'm glad it panned out the way it was. There was a clear, defined winner, loser, period. Mm. Right? Some people want to argue that down, but I'm not here to argue. Look at the stadiums. And so then you look at what our generation, or what my graduating class experience, where it became the death of Tupac and the death of Biggie that started with some internal things that transferred into music and then turned into what it turned into. I think there's a common denominator between all of this, because if you look at the media coverage of what's going on with Joey and TDE, you have to be careful, because people ignite fires and sit back and watch other people burn. Mm-hmm. So when you say from TDE, don't instigate something from the entire coast. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the West Coast ain't rapping. You know what I'm saying? You putting, and these guys aren't, you know, really like rocket scientists. You know what I'm saying? They have one direction, and it's
right.
Go.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, why are you fanning that? Right. Why are you even bringing remnants of that? People die. People die. Important people die. Mm-hmm. All people are important, but specifically to our culture, losing Pac and Big so early, who knows where the direction of music would have been at that time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If they had not engaged in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I say all of that to say this. Hip-hop is built on the battle. DJs battle, breakdance battles, rappers battle. Like it is a friendly competition. The word friendly is important. But now we've put all this intention on winning. Everybody wants to win. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, let's just push the culture. If it stays on wax, I'm with that. But
isn't that what
hip hop was built on though?
Exactly. But the media has to take some accountability. Like, don't position us like that, because you putting two lions in a cage at close quarters, and nobody wants that.
Right.
So that's how I feel about it.
I feel you.
You said a few minutes ago you made Kingmaker for you.
Yeah.
Why?
Ooh. I'm not a religious guy. I'm not a political guy. That all that stuff is too violent. I stick to gangster rap. At least I know who doesn't like me. But I made this for me because hip-hop, it saved my life. When I was young, I was really in a tough spot. I was really angry. I was in and out of, jail, and I was doing a lot of stuff that was, I didn't realize, what was ahead of me. I thought I was going to die at 21. So hip hop became my therapy, and it gave me a place to kick and scream, and not hurt myself or anyone else. I was able to get aggressive and get my thoughts out and flush, these things and kind of come back and heal. So I was able to, have that in what my homeboys didn't, right? And so the talent kind of kept me driving. And then, of course, opportunities happened and then things, started escalating. And so that was like, it saved me from where I was. So, I haven't put out a record since 2012. And there's a lot that has transpired between 2012 and now. And I was doing film. I can remember specifically, I was done with Empire. I had just finished filming Empire. And I went to, I called my man Tato. Because I was like, hey, I'm going to get killed tonight on Empire. So I'm coming back and I want to have a meeting with you. Tato, my right hand, he used to work and manage Game. But he wasn't working with Game anymore and he was just kind of floating. And we had never had any interaction. So I went and I talked to him, but he always carried himself professionally. He was always on top of everything. Every time I saw him, regardless of what was going on, it could be 1,000 people there. And he had, it's like wrangling a bunch of cats, you know what I'm saying? But he was always professional there, representing himself and the organization really well. So I was down to nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like I had my management was gone, my business management was gone. I was just doing film and TV. But I know music was calling me. So I went to him and I was like, listen, here's what I'd like to do. And I would like you to do this with me. And he was like, okay. And we started, but just me and him started. And then we just started kind of like just clicking one thing at a time. And now fast forward 2025, we have this album, this body of work, that I was able to, get all of my stuff out. And I learned a lot, man. I learned a lot. There's no shortage of mindless music out right now. But we need that. Back at, even when I was a kid, we had Two Live Crew, We had that kind of stuff, We had Acanelli, Put it in your mouth. We had all that. We had it. Mm-hmm. But we also had Rakim.
Yeah.
And we also had,
Balance.
Tribe Called Quest. Mm-hmm. And everybody, yes, we had Lil' Kim. But we also had Rod Digger. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The diversity of hip-hop has been taken away from us because everybody's chasing the W. Everybody's chasing the win. Mm. People are afraid to fail. Mm. I've been failing a long time. But you only get to see the W's because, you know, you only get to see. But if I hadn't have failed, if I hadn't of tried, failing just means you're trying.
Right.
And you shouldn't be ashamed of that. Right? And so that's why, you know, I look at hip-hop and I felt like this was the exact time that I need to drop. I have something to say. I found my voice. I know who I'm supposed to be saying this to. I know why I'm supposed to be saying what I'm saying. And speaking from a vulnerable place is not a bad thing because people can relate to that. I'm not Superman. I care for my family. My circle got really small. You'd be surprised how much space and room you get to work when everybody thinks it's over. You know what I'm saying?
No distractions at that point.
Woo! My room got so empty I could echo. I was like, hello. But
we laughing. That ain't funny.
That's no, real talk. That's no, real talk, too.
It is not funny. It's real.
Mm.
And, you know, I just stopped asking why after a while and just was like, this is supposed to be like this. Mm-hmm. So now I'm comfortable around my circle. It's very tight. There's no frivolous people. There's no hanger-oners. There's no entourage. Everybody here has a specific purpose and a reason. And I don't carry myself to endanger the group. You know, I have nothing to prove. I'm not here to be a tough guy. I'm not here to do all that stuff. I don't want my shenanigans, you know, to be outshadowing the craft, you know. And that's where that's why I say I made this for me. Like, I made this record because I know what I'm capable of, but I don't think the world has been able to hear me musically. I had some great bright spots, like I said, and people that watch the MTV show and have seen me in films, they fell in love with my character, right? But I feel like I didn't have the opportunity to bring what I love, which is hip hop, to the masses in a way that I'd like to, right? This is the first album. This is the album I've been trying to make my whole life. This is the album from top to bottom. Everything is exactly the way I want it, you know?
Yeah. This is powerful, man. That's some good stuff. Yeah. And you said something that resonated with me as well about people being afraid to fail.
Yeah.
I got a 12-year-old son. He plays sports and all this other stuff, and I try to teach him the way that I live my life is I can live with not being good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm trying to be a radio host or a musician or an athlete, if I put in all the work I can and I'm not good enough, I can live with that.
Right.
I can't live with I just didn't try because I was scared.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's something that'll haunt you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about the music that you make and the message that you try to put out, if it's genuine and you put your heart and soul into it and it doesn't do the numbers you want, it feels like something that you could live with because I gave my all. But if I just was, I'm afraid to put it out because I don't know how it's going to be received, that seems like something that
you can't get over that.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't be afraid to fail, like you mentioned.
No, I tell people all the time, we're in a fight. You're going to get punched in the face. You're in a fight. You know what I'm saying? Don't expect to, like, fighting in real life is not like the movies where the guy waits for you to hit him and hits you back. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is cutthroat.
Mm-hmm.
We are in an industry that does not care for us, does not take care of us, but we have to take care of ourselves and we somehow have to navigate because these are the channels that we get to talk to our people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because there's like it's like a popularity contest, like high school. You know what I'm saying? You know, the smartest kid in the class doesn't get any girls, but, you know, hold on. The guys that peak in high school, they sitting in Chili's, and the smartest guy in the class now owns Amazon.
Yeah.
Just wait. Be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to go forward and I admonish this. Whether you're doing art, whether you're an athlete, whether you're a scholar, whether you're a painter, it doesn't matter. Know that everybody's not going to see your vision until they see it. So continue to go. Don't be afraid. And stop worrying about what people think about you. The worst prisons that we put ourselves in is in our minds. You will stop yourself from advancing or growing simply by worrying about what people are going to think. I don't do that. I don't give a damn what you think about me. What? When people try to come and give me criticism that I don't want to care for or have no has no weight to it, I'll wait till they finish and I'll be like, okay, you feel better about you? You feel better now that you said that to me? It doesn't change anything in my direction. This is the choices that we make and the things that we do. I always tell people, you have to silence the noise, put on blinders, and realize that every choice comes with an invoice. You know, the things that we decide are the things that are going to come back to us. You can be vengeful. You can be negative. You could think the world owes you something. So you're going to be mad. So all the whole world's going to know you mad. Nobody cares. You're going to spend your whole life thinking somebody cares that you mad. They don't. So pick yourself up. Do whatever you got to do. It's okay to lean against the wall, but you can't sit down. You got to keep going. And so I think this thing right here, this phone, this smart device is giving a pseudo intelligence to this generation that they don't have to retain information and they think everything is automatic and it lands on you. I come from the generation of let's go get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like nothing comes easy. And if it does come easy, it does come easy, it's usually not worth it and it doesn't last. You know, when you have to fight for something, when you have to go for something, when you fail, you get up, you try again, you may fail. When you actually get there, you will appreciate it. You'll protect it. You'll respect it. And you'll learn a lot about yourself. Like, where's my limit? And if I can reach my limit, how can I go past that? That strengthens you, right? That's how I want my sons. If anything, my sons take from me, that's what I want them to take from me. You know, not the popularity, not the art, not the, you know what I'm saying? Be a stand-up guy, you know? Leave things better than the way you found them. If you move with that, no matter what kind of things you're going for, you'll end up getting there and appreciating it a lot more. Stop waiting for it to land on you out of the sky. Like, stop thinking that the entitled, I deserve this. You don't get what you deserve, you get what you negotiate. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
So I say, I know I'm reaching out, but it all meshes together. And that's the mind state and the outlook. The view that I have is a lot different, you know, than where I was over the last 10, 13 years. I had to humble myself in a different way. Because I had all these outside sources, you know, with a divorce and, you know, things that, you know, I out of my control. You know, and things are getting fed to the media and people are just nitpicking and whatever. I chose not to speak about any of that. I let the music speak for me.
You mentioned a minute ago that you thought people fell in love with the character. Like, this album is personal to you because it's who you are, but people fell in love with the character of Exhibit. Isn't that still a testament to you, though? Isn't it?
No. They didn't fall into the character of Exhibit. They fell in love with my character of Alvin, me. I wasn't rapping on MTV.
Oh, okay.
I was talking to I was talking to them people, them kids, like I talked to my family at Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
I have a horrible sense of humor. I tell dad jokes all day. And it had nothing to do with my street credibility or my rap skills or that's who I am. And that's how I carry myself, right? With a positive energy and being able, you know, being approachable, you know, meeting people where they are, not speaking down to people, not mm-hmm. speaking over their heads, not thinking that you know, I'm better than them. That carried out. That's not an act. You know, nothing I did on that show was scripted. So it was just like off the cuff, like whatever. And that's what I meant. This is not a character. You know what I'm saying? My music is a real branch. It's a piece of me, right? But my character, my integrity, my heart, my soul is still intact.
Mm-hmm.
I probably could have been way bigger than I ever imagined if I was, you know, a little soulless.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't carry myself that way. I'm good in my skin, and I'm running my race. So whenever I get there, I get there. That's why, you know, again, it brings back to the Kingmaker album. I've never had an album explode like this out the gate. And I know there's certain things that are in place that weren't in place before, but I've had bigger machines. I've been on Sony. I've been on Columbia. I've been in the race car. But for some reason, in that little room in my studio, we came up with this idea and this project that is resonating throughout the world. And I realized it's not the machine. It's the voice, and how much can you put of yourself into this record? And I found that you don't have to sell the truth. Give yourself an opportunity to tell the truth about yourself and watch what happens. Good, bad, or indifferent. That's what I did on this record.
Real quick about Pimp My Ride, hearing you speak, in a way, was that a little therapeutic as well? Because you were able to go on that show and be Alvin. You didn't have to be Exhibit or, you know, anything else. Like, you can go out there, crack jokes, have a good time. And did that help you as you kind of grew as a man to be out there and be able to just be yourself instead of...
No.
What people
said, not at all.
No.
Not at all.
No. No, no, no. It did not. I did that show because I thought they were going to play my music video. I didn't do it.
That's called good.
But let me tell you the flip side of that. The flip side of that is I became a global brand. I was in people's homes. I had people walk up to me now. Hey, man, I grew up to your show. No, you're a big part of my childhood. That feels good. That's dope. That show allowed me to become an actor. It really put me in a position where Hollywood recognize that, oh, this, you know, he's resonating as a global brand. Let's see if what we can do. Now, Hollywood is weird because they'll give you enough room, a rope to either pull yourself up or hang yourself. They won't help you. They just want the bottom line for them. So once I realized that I had an opportunity to hit that, I started taking it serious. I took acting lessons. Like, that's what MTV did. It gave me the path to do something else. Now, I like to push myself. I like to do things that challenge me. Things that, you know, I could do music in my sleep, but acting I have to work at. I took it serious. It gave me the opportunities. I went from doing, you know, XXX2 to now doing movies with The Rock, doing movies with Jennifer Aniston, Clive Owen, Werner Herzog, Nicolas Cage, going into the room and beating actors in the audition. That's where you take it serious, mm-hmm. you know. beating people who have been classically trained as actors into the room, working with Chris Carter as an FBI agent on X-Files 2. Things that take me outside of my agent, he can call me and be like, hey, they want you to play Thug Number One and, you know, Grease Gun 7. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a challenge. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's just, that's a caricature. You know what I'm saying? That's where they just want Exhibit to come in with a gun and we just going to make some bread. Nah, that's not exciting to me. You know, that lowers the standard to me.
You got to be a football coach with the Rock.
And I don't know how to play football, but I sure play one on TV.
We got Exhibit at Concerts in the Park, Cesar Chavez Park. The buzz today, I think this is going to be the biggest Concerts in the Park we've ever had. Wow. It is going to be popping downtown. This has been an incredible conversation of like looking forward and positivity and Kingmaker. And well, with all that said, that Up in Smoke tour.
My mother would kill me.
That Up in Smoke tour is still to this day the greatest hip hop tour of all time.
Thank you, man. I agree. I think it was the catalyst to what we're seeing today. To be part of that tour, it was crazy because I could clearly remember when we did the Snoop Dogg single, how that translated into me not only meeting Dre, becoming friends with Dre, him trusting my creative choices, and recruiting me basically to the Avengers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been a fan of these guys. Like, I bought NWA CDs. I bought Ice Cube CDs. I bought this music, and now these guys are saying I'm one of them. Let me go put on my super suit. You know what I'm saying? And then that was crazy to be on that stage and then come home and release a record. But again, that show, there was only 30 shows, something like that, and they were all in the States. We didn't go overseas. It was just a blueprint of what hadn't happened before. To have all those acts that were associated and this big album that they were supporting. And it was incredible. I'll never forget that, you know. And I'm always going to be proud that's part of my legacy as well. Up in Smoke was definitely a big pivot in my career.
It's a time in history right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And look, he was already accomplished before this, but
When I heard
him on Bitch Please,
yeah,
man, Exhibit was like the rinse do, man.
Yeah,
the rinse do.
No, but I mean that. But I was like, I come from the Wake Up Show alumni. You know, me, Raz, Saphir, battle rap scene. Hardcore underground. That was our genre. And you got to remember in the West Coast what was happening. It was the end. It was like G-Funk had, turned into, in the Death Row era. And the Death Row era was finished. And Dre was trying something new.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And he recruited us because at the time, you know, Eminem was doing what he was doing. I was doing what I was doing. You know, Corrupt, you know, Nate, all he just put us all together, created this thing. His artist that he had worked with on a Chronic, and adding a new level to it when he brought us in, right? Hitman, you know, all these guys that were on the record, and it just panned out to be something really dope. And I'm always going to speak of Dr. Dre in high regard. That's my brother. That's my friend. I confide in him, and we talk about personal things outside of music. For him to show up in 2025, since we've been rocking since 2000, even before that, I mean, it's a testament to our brotherhood, man. I love that man. It's my guy.
Really liked Kingmaker when we first heard it. Love it now that we know what it means to you.
Yeah,
can't thank you enough for your time. Can't thank you enough for being here. Sacramento going to turn out for
What's
you tonight.
Up tomorrow,
man.
Yeah, it's
gonna,
up tonight.
Yeah,
come
you
on,
gonna,
yeah.
You're going you yeah. to have yourself a yeah. night, man. Tonight, Cesar Chavez Park. The concerts is free. Concerts in the park. X
yeah, come down, man. And I brought my team with me, man. We came to get down. We didn't come to you. I can't wait for you guys to feel the energy that I have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I love this, and I love y'all, man. And it feels good to be back and be well-received. That energy is going to transfer tonight. And I like the fact that the city is putting this together. Free concert. I'm all with it. Don't expect to come and see some lazy mess. You know what I'm saying? Where the guy's just up there, you know, rapping over his vocals and having a crowd sing, go do all the work. Nah. Come enjoy this hip hop. This real.
Yes, sir. X to the Z.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, my brother.
Yeah,
thank
love,
you so
man.
Much.
Peace.
We'll be back with more Steelo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Man, that was incredible.
Wow.
Absolutely incredible.
Wow. So many gems, so many bars, and for life.
Man, that was a
conversation. Wow.
That was absolutely, I don't know, man. That's one of the best conversations we've ever had on this show.
Yeah, straight up.
And that was all him. That didn't have nothing to do with it. With all due respect to you, that didn't have nothing to do with us.
I agree.
That was him.
I agree. Yeah, he was.
That was
sensational. It was amazing, man. Yeah.
Almost cried twice. Boy, it was cooking. Then we look up and Around the Horn is ending.
Oh.
Again.
Tony, Stat Boy. Damn.
Yeah.
Again.
All right. Well, Jesse was like, how many times is this show going to end?
Yeah.
I think it's officially
it's over now.
It's like, I mean, I was introduced to a lot of people through Around the Horn, to Jamil Hill, Woody Page, Plaschke.
Bomani was on there the other day.
Bomani Jones.
Mariotti. I didn't like him.
Yeah. Well, nobody did.
You said Plaschke.
Bob Ryan.
What's my man's name? Blackstone.
Yeah, the professor. Mm-hmm. The other professor.
Yeah. That's sad to see that go, man. That's sad to see that go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, things got to end at some time. It just, you know, like, I think Mina Kimes started there, and look where she's at. You know what I mean? Like, it introduced a lot of sports writers to sports media, like, mm-hmm. you know, the camera-facing version of sports
yeah.
media.
Yeah. It's interesting. I remember the weekend Twitter was about to die. Like, Twitter was going away.
Yeah, I wish it would.
And some people talked about Twitter being that, and they're right. Like, there's a lot of people that we've been introduced to
mm-hmm.
through Twitter that we wouldn't have
yeah.
if it wasn't there. Like, whether it's an established writer or content
Josiah.
Creator.
Yeah, like, yeah.
There's a lot of people that have started careers, legitimate careers, by being on Twitter, man. And I was like, damn, I didn't think about it that way, but... That happened. Same thing with Around the Horn. Like, we got introduced with so many people through that platform.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that 2 o'clock hour with Around the Horn into Tony and Mike. It's iconic, man.
Yeah.
It's iconic.
It's the way we consume, and some of it is because of Twitter, but the way we consume information, sports information, and talk yeah. about it nowadays, it's tough for shows like Around the Horn.
Sure.
And yeah. PTI, because... I mean, maybe it still kind of works out here, but on the East Coast, it's 5:30.
Yeah.
We didn't definitely moved on from the previous day, and we're worried about.
Yeah, but it's always worked, though. I mean, it's been like that for what, at least 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it still works.
I mean,
for
it's
me.
Different.
Yeah,
it's different. Like, I know these guys, Tony and Mike, they recorded this show. Mm. And it would be recorded kind of like the live to tape thing, like mm-hmm. we do with Jake. But mm-hmm. it would be, you know, maybe an hour and a half early. Mm-hmm. If something happens, they're in studio. Yeah, they're in studio and doing it live.
I'm trying to think of,
or not in studio. You know what I mean? They're wherever they do the show right, from, but they're doing it live. Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think of, because one of my thoughts was, one of the reasons why these shows worked is because we weren't inundated with. Sports talk, it didn't feel like we were inundated with sports talk all day long.
Yeah.
When they started.
Yeah.
You might get your cold pizza, your original first take.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that,
cold
it was
pizza. That's a deep cut right there.
It wasn't nothing. And maybe I'm wrong, but it felt like there was nothing until these guys. And was there anything like when first take went off at 9 or 10, what the hell would come on?
Yeah, I have no idea.
And that's kind of why I was like, okay, well, now we get to hear what somebody has to say about the game we saw before. Nowadays, we didn't already heard 12 hours of that before we get to these guys. We're kind of,
yeah,
I love them, but we're kind of done with what we've been talking about at that point by the time they come on. So
yeah, man, yeah, man, this is the Divas match. This is the this the Divas match.
Are you guys
right
all
here.
Right?
No. Because we had Exhibit, and then we got Eddie in a few minutes. So this is the popcorn match right
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Who is it? Go ahead. Who is it? What's the match?
It's Nikki Bella versus.
Oh, no, Nikki. Nikki wouldn't go right here, would she? Because she's Nikki Bella.
What does that mean?
Nikki's.
I mean,
it means
I know,
it's the match you go get popcorn. It's Nikki People Bella versus see... Michelle McCool.
Hey, that's a legend, according to the last 3 years somehow.
Yeah, according to Undertaker's documentary.
Yeah, however the hell that happened.
I don't know.
I mean, you're not wrong. I just thought Nikki might be a little above that, a little bit, maybe not.
Natalya versus, I don't know.
No, Cesaro versus KO.
Wow.
Half of that was right. Cesaro versus Ricochet.
Gotcha.
Cesaro versus Cope.
Oh, no. No.
Cope.
No.
No. It didn't register for a second. That's funny.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Cesaro versus Miro, I think they called him.
Just calling that man Cope is freaking hilarious.
Labo with Natalia versus Carmella. That's it right there. Natty.
There it is.
Natty's the one.
That's the one.
We got 3.5 more minutes where we can send the commercial, though, boys.
No, Jesse's emotionless ass. Like, oh, look, what are you guys being little bitches for? It was just an interview.
Go be a bitch. Come on.
Teach man how to squabble. I swear to God, I hope you sob at your wedding.
I'll cry at my wedding, yeah. I think you guys are going to like really learn who I am like when I'm around like family and my wedding and stuff. I'm not like as cold hearted.
I felt like I learned who you were the other day.
Yeah. I was telling Chris, like, shut up, Dan. Just let me vent, too, because I was really like, I was really going in.
Jesse hit him with the, no, you don't know nothing about, don't talk about.
No, pretty much. Pretty much. He's like, yeah, no, that's fine, but let me tell you why that ain't going to work for me. Like, okay.
Oh, I also got a little
Kelly sad. Kelly versus Stacey Keebler. That's
Kelly,
another good
Kelly,
one.
Yikes. I got a little sad news. Just a little sad news. Sac State lost today.
Oh, it's already over?
Yeah. And they got no hit.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah. That happened fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got no hit. Now, they're not out of the
45-minute game?
It started at 11.
Oh, okay.
I mean, when you show life comes at you fast.
Yeah, I guess so.
We're talking when about automatic bids. And
when I showed it, they were in the fifth inning. But it's double elimination.
Oh, we're good.
So they're not finished.
Only that matters the result.
They might play tonight. I think they play tonight. And the loser, I think, had to play a doubleheader today. So, come on, guys. You know what to do. You know what to do. First of all, get a hit. Let's start there. And then, and then we're going to take it from there. They lost. They scored a run though. No hit and scored a run. That
walk
base
me through
is
it?
Walk.
Yeah. Ah. Okay. Well, you didn't say it was a perfect game. You said it was a no hitter.
I think they lost 5-1 or something like that.
Okay.
Utah Valley. I always hated Utah Valley. I
almost saw Chris Schilling throw.
Who doesn't hate Utah Valley? Just America's nemesis, Utah Valley.
Utah Valley, the Bearcats.
America's nemesis.
Wait, is that a shoot or are you being funny?
No, I'm just being funny.
You might not.
I wouldn't have known.
Yeah, I know.
How would I know?
You might not be that far off. I'll find out. I'll tell you when we come back from break.
Well, what do you want to do for the next 60 seconds then?
Well,
Eddie Gonzalez
really messed it up.
Well, Kenny ended the segment.
This is Randy Orton versus Triple H following Undertaker versus Shawn.
Schoolboy roll up for the pin.
Is this the greatest match of all time? Ain't that what that was? Oh, no, that was
Randy
Orton and Edge.
Orton and Cope.
Stupid ass name.
If you ever refer to that dude as Cope, it's immediately going to be funny. Eddie Gonzalez joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, we back up here. Our man Eddie Gonzalez, kind enough to move his 2:15 time slot here to 2:45 because we couldn't let Friday go without talking to our brother.
I got to, well, real quick, I'm going to ask him, do you live on Darrell White right way? Or is it P.J. Tucker Lane? Where do you live? I heard they changing the names out there for these Knicks.
Hey, man, I ain't seen none of that over there. I'm over here on Tyrese Halliburton Plaza right now.
Hey, one of my favorite clips from the game was Eddie's over on playback. He posted that joint on social media. I was like, oh, I'm watching this. I need to see Eddie's reaction to this shot.
Yo, I had to. I've been saying for a minute now, I had to tip my hat and call the Yankees my daddy. Like, he's just a dude. I got nothing left to say. He's just a dude now. My thing about the Pacers, I don't know if we're getting into this or not, but you don't have them three comebacks and not go to the finals at least. Mm-hmm. And not have like a real, like, you know, this is DVD championship DVD stuff. So they got some good mojo going over there. But again, I'm not messing with PJ Tucker way. You got it over there.
They do feel like a team of destiny, you know, these moments that they've had in this postseason. And
but
you
they're know, also good.
They're really good. They're really
good.
Don't
get it twisted. That's a good team.
They're a really good team. And Tyrese, deservingly so, gets the credit for the moment and everything that he was able to do. Aaron Nesmith, this dude, man, I would love to have an Aaron Nesmith on the Sacramento Kings. He can shoot the rock. He is tougher than a $2 steak. And he does everything on the basketball court tough. He defends tough. He attacks the basket tough. Even when he shoots his threes, there's a level of force to it. It feels like it was great to see him have that. Well, not great for me because I wanted the Knicks to win, but just as a basketball fan, it was great to see him have that moment because he's one of those guys. He was supposed to be a high draft pick, came out of Vanderbilt, averaging 20 plus, and he had to answer some questions about himself and reform the way he approached basketball to stay in the league. And he did that. And salute to him for that. I love seeing that.
Hey, we talked about this at the lottery, right? Like, there's different ways to skin a cat in this league. And the Pacers went and found him. And not even found him. People knew who he was on their Celtics bench. And like you said, he's on a championship team, can't scratch the rotation, has to kind of reevaluate himself and find his place in the league. And even last year, he was in and out the Pacers rotation. Rick Carlisle don't play. You know what I mean? You either going to bring it or you not. And then they go get his replacement, essentially, Pascal Siakam. But it's great talent evaluation. It's great understanding of that archetype, what he can bring to your team. He's a great defender. And then he's hit the most threes in the fourth quarter in the history of NBA playoff basketball. And he did it in about 4 minutes. It looked crazy out there. I said on stream, if you did this to me on 2K, I would have turned the game off. Even when I was winning by two, I would have unplugged the controller because what? And that's not a slight to him as a great shooter, but like, yo, that doesn't happen like that. And it's a resilient bunch, man, a talented bunch. And even Nembhard, he goes and scores 7 in overtime. Again, we all watched the Halley shot. Nembhard is the one cooking in overtime. And he scored 7 and the Knicks scored 10. You got 4 big points from Obi Toppin, including a huge dunk that essentially iced the game.
Yeah.
And that's another dude they found on their bench and just found a way to get him to play. Again, different ways to make yourselves into a championship roster. This is not a team that won the lottery. This is not a team who even drafted their best player. So it's like all this talk about the bad teams, they have to win the lottery to get better. No, they don't. They just have to be better at what they do, and the Pacers are really good at what they do.
Are you there has been a lot of talk about emotional stability and emotional recovery from a loss like that. Are you buying into that? Is that a little overblown, or you think this is really something the Knicks got to contend with?
Kenny might not like this, but this team hasn't really been tested this year. Like, this team, the Knicks, have not really been through too much adversity this year. And even when it was getting a little dicey and Jason Tatum had fire come out of his ears and then they were giving him hell in the Garden, and it was like, all right, if they go 2-2, it's a wrap. He tore his Achilles. And then, you know, they finished that game off as well, but it was a different situation. So I am a little worried about it. I think Jalen Brunson, look, he had a great game. 40 points. He was there all night. This is a team that relies on their defense on the perimeter with their wings, and then they rely on Jalen Brunson on offense. So I'm a little worried about the emotion of that. That's, again, once-in-a-lifetime type loss. Like, all the odds say it was one of the craziest losses of all time.
99.3%. I think it was a 99.3% win probability. Yeah.
One out of 682 teams have had this lead and did it, and now we have the one. But that's also one of those things you can say, yo, like, that's never happening again. We were up 14 in the fourth, and our guy had five fouls. It's fine. But I expect the Pacers to be better. I expect the Knicks to be better. I think this is going to be, you know, the de facto finals. Not because they're going to win, but this is the best series we're getting in this playoffs.
Mm, I'm with you on that. I'll touch on that in a second because – I think I smell what you're cooking. But Carl Anthony Towns, is he a top five funny player in the league? Like, ironically funny? He cracks me up.
It's like the voices, the sassiness, not derogatory, just like, I don't know what else to call it. Just everything. His girl's kicking it with Suni Lee. Like, he's yelling at the crowd. Like, he's a hilarious dude. That picture when JT is making a layup and he's just in the back like this, and it's like, it's a given layup. Like, yo, like, and it's like unintentional. How do you control that when you're going on? Hilariously entertaining player. I'm for it. Like, I'm just like, hey, we probably could all get caught. If the camera was on me and you, KC, all day, every day, they'd catch us. You know what I mean? We'd be a meme too. I like him. I think he's talented. I think he cares. You know, like, this is the stuff that matters to me. Everybody laughed at him when they won their first play-in game and all this stuff. He cares. Mm-hmm. He's a dude that cares. He's been through a ton. Like, I got to let that man just live and have his fun how best he can at this point.
I love it. I love it. You know, he got molded by, you know, going out to Rucker Park and Washington
God,
Heights,
man.
I mean, and and Al Shaolin. We had to go back to Rucker Park.
Jersey Hoopers, they're not exactly welcomed when they go out there, though. Like, it's not all I love when Jersey come across the tunnel, man.
Did you get your New York accent yet?
Kyrie, and you make the Gauchos stop pressing. The only player in the history of basketball in New York to make the Gauchos stop pressing. Nah, they looking at Jersey a little crazy.
Did you get your New York accent yet? Cat got his. Ebro got his. Have you been there long enough to get your New York
accent? That's a good question.
Depends on the company I keep, man. You know, I started saying mad out of nowhere. I don't say brick yet, but I know what they mean when they say brick. Like, I'm kind of picking up the lingo. It's been a while, but
have you given up hella? You know,
They tell me I got an accent and they talk regular, but I'm like, do you hear yourselves?
Eddie gonna be Ebro part two.
Eddie gonna be I just went down.
Look, man.
Cause look, I got the Yankee hat.
This wasn't even on purpose. This just, I need a cut and I threw one on, but like, I'm out here.
Like, I got the fitted Yankee. I'm headed over to Rucker Park. You know what I mean? I'm going to Rucker Park.
You know what I love that they do? And this is not for nothing. I just remember this because of the Remy Ma video. She's going around the crib, man, and she's showing all the stuff. But New Yorkers call every pair of shoes sneakers. 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 Yeah, they say, yo, I have some shoes. Nah, sneakers. And she did it in that video, and I was crying laughing.
This is New York's finest right here, Eddie Gonzalez. I remember. Yeah, I met Eddie. Eddie was going to write an article on me. When I was across the street.
Yeah.
Those hoes said no.
Drama.
Yeah, they said no. I didn't even get to link. I was going to have a surprised piece written by the great Eddie Gonzalez. Yeah. And they were like,
let
nah.
Let me tell you how big time this dude was. I get a call from a New York number that I don't know. Oh. I'm like, answer this. I'm not going to say who. I'm not going to say what company, what. But it was just like, hey, don't do that. I was like, oh, all right.
That's a shoot.
That don't even make no damn sense.
It was after I called a particular individual a moron.
Well,
they was a little sensitive to that. They straight up called. They wouldn't let me talk to Eddie.
That's crazy. Like, nah,
you called a moron a moron. To be honest.
Oh man. okay, so we got two great basketball teams in the Eastern Conference. Like, that's how I feel. I feel like this conference is a fight. I think a lot of games are going to look like game one. Maybe not quite as dramatic as game one was.
A different outcome.
But I think they're going to be close. Do you have a pick? Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Do you have a pick in this conference finals? Like, do you have a team that you
think? I picked the Pacers coming in. Yeah, okay. I thought the Pacers would get it in six. And for some of the stuff that we saw in the comeback, the pace, no pun intended, that they play with is exhausting. It wears teams down. They have so much firepower that when they're clicking, and again, maybe not six straight threes clicking, but clicking, they're tough to deal with. I think they're underrated defensively. You can't even say underrated because in the conference finals right now, but what Nembhard does for them, what Nesmith does for them, and Miles Turner in the middle, and even Siakam when they want to go to this small lineup and just be a bunch of 6'8 dudes in Halliburton. I really like what they do. I also think the Knicks, they're just a little more limited with their firepower. If you're counting on big games from Kale, a big game from OG, like how many of those are we going to get in this series? So I picked them, but I do think it's going to be a really close series. Now, I'll tell you this, though. If they win tonight, we can empty out some Garden dates for some concerts in June. I know Lil Wayne's coming. I know a couple of other people are going to be in town, so I think we'll be safe if they win tonight. And that's the thing about that Pacers team. They won a game seven on this court last year. They are not worried about Fat Joe and Timothy Chalamet and Bad Bunny and all these people sitting courtside. You could bring Larry David if you want. Tyrese Halliburton don't care about none of that. So all the little home court and the Garden ain't seen a game this big and this long. They don't matter to them. They've done it. They've been there. They've rolled the dice. They've done the choke sign. They've done it all. And they're not worried about them at all.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.